You've heard of Elf on the Shelf. Now get ready for a red hot on a gingerbread thought.
Hurricane Force winds litter I-15 with semis.
The Grand Teton Mall has it all, including goths and giving.
And we find 8B1 for you.
That's a lot of numbers. It's all happening right here, right now, tonight, on a brand new special Christmas edition of IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
So then I said, no, nine Grinches.
Oh! Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, and independent thinkers.
Sugar plum fairies and gingerbread men.
Hit that like button. Rate. Comment. Subscribe. Put your sugar plum fairy dust.
Maybe take a couple of stars off your tree and put them in our rating section instead.
Yeah.
We'd like five of them, please.
That'd be great.
Jesus deserved one. We get five, I think. Just kidding.
Already blaspheming. This is the Christmas episode, Carly.
I know.
Hit the like button. Let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, occasional satire, bad jokes, dad jokes. We apologize for everything we said last episode.
And that last joke.
Including, yeah. We'll do that next episode.
Right. There you go.
Let's start this off with the lyrics to Chapel Roan's Hot to Go, to the tune of Angels We Have Heard on High.
Oh.
Okay, so you get it.
Honestly, it works so well, though.
It really does. Thanks, Jim Lapbap. I hope it's okay that we played a little clip and then promoted your channel, link in post.
Yes, yeah. I hope he has all kinds of other stuff like that, because that is right up my alley.
Funny. And like we've discussed before on this show, I'm famous for it, and I think it's rubbed off on Carl, how we sing alternative lyrics to Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah.
After we've heard them, you know, for a long time.
A long time.
Because it just gets old.
Well, yeah, I think it's about time that we modernize some of the Christmas music, you know?
Yes.
Like, don't get me wrong, I love the classics. But, you know, I think the last new big Christmas song we had was Mariah Carey's. You know, everything after that's kind of been like a little bit of a flop, I think.
I would put Kelly Clarkson Underneath the Tree
in
there, too.
You know what? That's true.
But we've talked about how that song and Mariah Carey's both mimic the late 60s Phil Spector Motown album, A Christmas Gift to You from Phil Spector with the Ronettes, the Crystals, all those sort of quintessential female Motown late 60s groups. And that's what Mariah Carey was calling back, and that's what Kelly Clarkson was calling back.
You know what? Now I want Chapel to do one, though.
Yeah.
Because wouldn't that be so great?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe even a little Sabrina Carpenter. I feel like she could do a really cute Christmas bit.
I'm kind of finally warming up to that Katy Perry jam of the a cozy little bit, but that, but do.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the kind of bouncy thing I like.
I do like, I like a little bouncy song.
Yeah.
You know, it feels very Broadway kind of, you know, it's like the cute little, like, I'm just going about my day. Here's my establishing shot as a character
song.
And I dig that, you know, I think that's so cute.
Maybe meeting the cats.
Yes.
Watching her pour a bowl of cereal, water a plant. We see, we get a sort of a feel for her life.
Yeah.
So happy solstice. I hope you had a happy solstice yesterday, the winter solstice.
Yes, right.
In the winter solstice, there's the least amount of sunlight.
Right.
And summer solstice, longest day.
Exactly.
And you know there's like 6 to 8 hours of daylight difference.
I know.
Between now and 6 months from now.
Oh, I'm very aware of it.
It's insane how much.
Well, and the worst part about it is that for some reason, we haven't decided to just get rid of, what's it called?
Daylight savings.
Yeah. It makes no sense because every single time I'm at work the whole day while the sun's out. And then as soon as it goes down, that's when I go home.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that just sucks. You don't get to enjoy any sunlight. Like, no wonder people get seasonal depression.
I do like this time of year, though.
I mean, it is cozy.
You start turning on the house lights around 4.
I mean, I do like seeing all of the lit up windows, especially because then you can look and see people's decorations, and I totally love that.
Oh, yeah. And let's look at our set just for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Last year, it was all planty.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we've got the Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, the lamp. Full-size leg lamp from A Christmas Story.
I like that I can see her butt cheek.
Oh, yes. Yeah. If you look up, it is the glow of electric sex, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I think it's so hilarious that this, very erotic lamp became like a funny, wholesome Christmas decoration.
I mean, it's not that erotic.
No, but
it doesn't go all the way up.
That's true. That's true. I mean, it could be, you know, as erotic, for example, as our gingerbread men that we did at the party.
Yes, we'll get to that. So, winter solstice yesterday and Christmas Thursday, that means today, tomorrow, and Wednesday are the 3 days, Carly. What 3 days do you mean, Mike? You're starting to alarm us. Well, just like our sun-worshipping ancestors were alarmed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, 2,000 years ago or more?
Right.
Probably 11,800 years ago to 2,000 years ago.
Right.
We went through a series of solar messiahs. Why? Well, I'll tell you, Carly, because our ancestors were afraid as they observed the sun getting lower and lower and lower in the sky each day. And then on the winter solstice, stopping. What's going to happen? They thought. And for 3 long days, the sun had essentially died in the sky. And guess what happened on the 3rd day?
It started to rise again.
It was resurrected, as it were, because it rose from its lowest position that it had stayed at for 3 days, only by 1 degree and only for a short moment. And then the days started getting longer again. That's right. And that, kids, is the true meaning of solstice. All right.
I do like the way you tell that. It makes it sound much scarier than it is.
Did I make what I'm saying? It might be true that we still do things today in 2025 that were based on our superstitious, sun-worshipping, hunter-gatherer ancestors.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at like Christmas iconography, a bunch of it is pagan, you know?
Right.
So.
Yeah, the way I had it explained to me in Sunday school is there were already holidays, so they just sort of put... You know, Jesus was born in the spring.
Yeah.
Well, they just put they put all the new Christian holidays, they sort of appropriated.
Yeah.
Cultural appropriation wasn't a big deal back then.
I mean, it was, but people really didn't get to complain the way that they do now because they would just be murdered and genocided.
We had no choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so what a week it's been.
Right.
You know how we've predicted on the show before that just like gay marriage would become legal on a federal level, and every state would have no choice but to comply. Just last week, Trump signed an executive order reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3, taking it out of the category as, say, heroin, and putting it in the category of, say, Tylenol with codeine or testosterone.
Yeah, which I think makes a lot more sense.
Wow.
Even just from a chemical level.
In our lifetime, kids.
Yeah. Now, that being said, I still think that there's going to be a lot of new research and stuff coming out now that it is more available to the everyday person.
In fact, that's what Trump cited was the drug classification itself was in the way of, it was a barrier to pain research.
Right.
I wouldn't start running for the borders yet.
Sure.
I wouldn't make it a green Christmas, if you know what I'm saying.
Certainly not where it's not legal.
I wouldn't make it a Grinch green colored Christmas.
Right.
Easter, maybe. You could put some grass in your Easter basket.
We'll see. We'll see if there's anything new by then.
Some special kind of gummies.
Do they make jelly beans like that?
Oh, I'm sure.
If not,
everything.
To be fair, though, you should just have some good old-fashioned Starburst jelly beans in there because I feel like those would be a very nice complement to said grass.
And what does Uncle Billy say in Love Actually?
Here's an important message from your Uncle Bill. Don't buy drugs. Become a pop star and they give you them for free.
There's a Christmas movie we've already watched this year. Love Actually, of course.
Mm-hmm. One of my absolute favorites.
Yeah. And it's hard picking your favorite couple. Watch it.
Yeah.
And then tell us your favorite couple. Is it the porn stand-ins?
They might be mine. I think they're really sweet. I also like Jamie. I think he's a really sweet character, you know? And I know a lot of people go straight for Keira Knightley and Rick Grimes. I can never remember the actor's actual name. Mm. But, you know, I kind of don't like him. Because, like, he had all this time to have said something, and he waits till after she's married. That's rude.
He doesn't wait. It's not his fault. She discovers.
That's true. That's true.
So she finds him out.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
it were. He's called out.
Yeah.
Through no fault, actually, of either of them, just sort of circumstantially. But that's the thing I love about that relationship is one of the, because Love Actually deals with all sorts of love.
Right.
And that is unrequited love. And we've all felt that where we just had a huge crush for a baddie and they didn't.
Made us saddy.
Yeah.
I agree.
They DGF about us. We've all been there.
Yeah, it's true.
So anyway, 64% of U.S. adults think the use of marijuana should be legal. So I think that's the way we're going, kids.
Yeah, probably.
Also, some other things that have been undone.
Mm-hmm.
Airports are allowing people past security, people that don't have a ticket.
Right.
So that you can have those running through the airport Love Actually moments.
I was going to say that. I'm so glad you brought it up.
Right? The diving past someone. And
now, the only tricky thing is you still have to give your ID. You actually have to apply for it online beforehand. Mm. So it's not quite as simple as just showing up and walking through.
Wait, what a surprise. Am I hearing then that we have to exchange freedom for
security?
In the name of security?
Right.
Yeah. Weird.
Still a thing, but it'll be nice that people can actually, you know, go pick up their loved ones right at the gate, especially because there are so many little old ladies that are just confused who need a nice, strong grandson to carry their bags for them and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think it'll be a great move. It'll be nice.
And I know they're already doing it in, what did I see, San Diego and Kansas City, and I'm sure more.
Yeah. Plus, do you know how hard it is to find a Cinnabon outside of an airport? Do you know how many times Mom has wanted herself a Cinnabon and hasn't been able to get one?
After September 11th, I'm kind of going, how are we going to do all this? And sure enough, they figured out a way to put, you know, just the gates behind the gate, but then also open up parts in front of security,
right?
Restaurants and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the shopping areas.
Yeah. Just in time for us to kind of undo it.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Interesting. Okay. I mean, I think we're moving toward a future where we're all registered with the United States government for more than just a driver's license.
Yeah.
We're registered with multiple government agencies. Hey, guys, how about you start exchanging information, you know, with the state we live in?
Well, but also—
They've already got that.
From the second you're born, you're assigned a social security number. Oh,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, just saying. Living off the grid really isn't much of an option anymore.
Hey, people without a Facebook profile picture— Have you heard about driver's licenses? Well, I don't want them to know who I am. Kinda, they do.
Yeah.
Okay. Straight to comments and follow-ups. We got to thinking, Carly, when we talked about what color is Grinch green.
Yes.
There was a Sherwin-Williams paint card in there. Mm-hmm. And we're talking classic Grinch green.
Yes,
right. I think we have to. 1966, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Chuck Jones, right? The primary animator on that, I want to say, I think
so, yeah.
Yeah. Then there was, of course, Taylor Momsen's Where Are You? Jim Carrey's Grinch.
Right, right.
And this is the 20th anniversary of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the weird one, did you ever see that?
I did, the Benedict Cumberbatch one.
From a couple years ago.
Yeah, it was not good.
All right.
You know, it was what people thought it was going to be.
So let's put them up on the screen. Ladies and gentlemen, The Grinch. Okay, the cartoon was 1966, next to Oscar the Grouch, because Carly said, oh, you know, it sort of reminds me of Oscar the Grouch.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, don't be crazy. You're being crazy insane right now, Carly.
But was I totally right?
But do you see what we see?
Right.
Yeah. So let's just think about this for just a second. Grinch. Grinch. Ouch. You hear that?
Oh.
Six letters.
Yep.
Each word, six letters, both start with gr, end with ch.
That's true.
It's only the two middle letters that are different.
Mm-hmm.
They're both about the same kind of green.
Yep.
Oscar the Grouch may be a little dingier.
A little bit.
Yeah. But they both hate people.
Mm-hmm. They're both grumpy.
Yeah. Did you see the meme? Like, you know, I always thought that the Grinch hated Christmas, but really, he just hates people.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, don't hold that against you, buddy. Yeah.
He hates people and consumerism. Okay. Nice to see you, comrade.
So the Grinch book was 57. The Grinch TV cartoon, 66. Mm-hmm. December of 66.
Oh, wow.
First episode of Sesame Street, and Oscar the Grouch was in it, mm-hmm. was November of 69.
Right.
So 3 years later.
Okay.
Now, Oscar the Grouch was orange the first season.
Mm-hmm.
But then they changed him to green.
Which I think makes a lot more sense anyway. Because if he's living in a garbage can, like, I don't know, that kind of pukey green color just sort of seems right for garbage.
Mold.
Yeah.
Bacteria.
Yeah. Yucky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It just makes sense.
The color of booger, snot, and vomit.
Well, I was thinking like a old dingy lettuce.
Oh, by gosh, yeah. By grommet.
All those vegetables that you forgot were in your fridge until they went bad.
It's time for... booger, yeah. Snot, and vomit.
Gosh.
So, I want to say, in my mind, Jim Henson maybe had a little
inspiration from,
let's see,
the Grinch.
There was a court case, a famous court case, where George Harrison of the Beatles, he did a song called My Sweet Lord. Mm-hmm. And the Chiffons, who had a song called He's So Fine, sued him.
Oh, interesting.
And I think they won. And I think George, finally admitted, he said, you know, I didn't do it on purpose, but it may have been unconscious
mm-hmm.
plagiarism.
Right. Well, and especially with music and stuff, I think it's so easy to get a catchy beat stuck in your head.
Yeah.
And not really, and maybe not remember the words or like, you know, like you like to do, start assigning new words to mm-hmm. old tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I wonder if Jim Henson, mm-hmm, and... the Sesame Street Muppeteers had some unconscious plagiarism there.
Maybe.
Okay. We also talked about white American Jesus
mm-hmm.
and white American cheeses. And we talked about how different cultures probably make Jesus look like them.
Yeah.
We're taught in the Bible mm-hmm. that he made man in his image, right?
Right.
So, well, I God, suppose.
Not Jesus per se, but
right,
yeah.
God.
But I mean, you know, depending on the thing, he's like one and the same. So,
if you believe yeah. in the Trinity or the Godhead.
Yeah, right.
Like our good LDS friends, we mm-hmm. learned the difference. So much. We are the least qualified people to talk about religion. But anyway, Carly, you asked if there was an Asian Jesus. Have you seen jacked Korean Jesus?
No.
Look at this.
Oh, that's glorious.
So, yes, Carly, to answer your question. There is an Asian Jesus, and he's super jacked. He does super CrossFit. Super jacked.
You know, I feel like there are actually quite a few jacked Jesuses. I've seen him in churches and stuff, and it's always like, man, Jesus worked out.
He turned water into whey.
Yeah.
Protein isolate. And speaking of Christmas and other countries, we've been playing around with Instagram's translation feature.
Right.
Now, AI just still isn't there. And I think the better it gets, the more expectations we have for it.
Yeah, and a little too much faith for it, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So what it's doing currently is it's saying things like, oh, we can't translate your reel because there's two voices.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, TikTok does it.
Right.
Meta.
Yeah. Get with the program.
Speaking of getting beat by China.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, there was a reel where I guess I did most of the talking, so it didn't have that issue.
Right.
But what it did, Carly, is the parts where you talked, it sort of assigned my voice to you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little uncanny.
Let's just watch this reel. And if you're listening only, we'll set it up for you. We're going to go through some of the translations. There's Portuguese in here.
Mm-hmm.
There's Hindu, I think,
mm-hmm.
and Spanish, and a couple of others. But this is our little clip about how Judy Garland, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, was depressing AF.
Right.
And Frank Sinatra jollied it up a little bit. Judy Garland, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Or can we talk about just 1 minute? Of course. 1940 film Meet Me in St. Louis. A little bit of a
क्रिसमस संगीत वास्तव में एक तरह से अभी शुरू ही हुआ था। जरूर पारंपरिक कैरल पहले से ही थे, डेक द हॉल्स, जॉय टू द वर्ल्ड, उस तरह की चीजें,
लेकिन बिंग क्रॉसबी, व्हाइट क्रिसमस,
हाँ वो हाँ हाँ 1942 में आया था। हम
दो साल पहले तो यहाँ है जूडी गारलैंड एक दुखद महत्वपूर्ण पल के साथ। इस फिल्म में जहाँ वह गाने के कुछ बहुत ही दुखद बोल गाती हैं, कम से कम las letras realmente tristes a la canción,
al menos estaremos todos juntos. Si el señor lo permite, de ahora en adelante tendremos que salir adelante de alguna manera.
Well, no necesitas depresión estacional cuando tienes esa canción y esas letras, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Y quizás estés pensando, bueno, ¿cómo cambiaron las letras? Damas y caballeros, Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra, talvez vocês já tenham ouvido falar dele.
Meu garoto Frankie gravou a música em 1957 quando estava montando...
Okay, well, stop it right there.
Right.
Because I can't imagine that's any fun to listen to if you're in the shower or the car right now.
I did like my little, see!
Yes.
<That's cute. laughs>
But it blows me away that, I mean, that's what I didn't know was it's using my voice.
Yeah.
And I'm sure when they get it right for a two-person talker, they're going to be using your voice, your vocal quality. And that's what our buddy Brad has been doing with 11 Labs.
Right.
He's a monster. He's put like, I don't know, I thought you just put one or two voices of yours up there, but he's done, because he's just such a master, he's put like...
He's pretty great.
20 voices on there, and he's being invited to conferences now, but I, you know, that's the wave of the future, ladies and gentlemen. And Carly, do you know who I think is super going to use that?
Who?
The Simpsons.
Oh, for sure.
Think about...
Like for all of the celebrities and stuff?
The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Like, okay... The show's been going, it's the longest running sitcom in American history, if I'm not mistaken, right? 30 plus seasons. Family Guy's only 11 years behind them, I think.
Right.
But like soon, well, we could all get hit by a sleigh tomorrow.
Right, right. Run over by a reindeer.
Yes.
Especially you old ladies out there.
Thank grandma. Did you hear there was a grandma in the news not too long ago that got gored?
Oh,
she was like feeding a
I think I
literal
did
reindeer
that.
Caribou.
Yeah. Oh, that was sad.
Sorry, Grandma. Anywho, but like sort of like, you know, you've heard about voice actors getting their voice insured for $1 million. At one point, some famous Hollywood actress got her legs insured for $1 million by Lloyd's of London, and they make a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
I think maybe it was James Earl Jones, the voice of Darth Vader.
Which makes total sense, because of all the voices out there, this is pretty, like, irreplaceable.
Morgan Freeman could totally.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, The Simpsons started in the late 80s. It's getting to be almost 40 years old.
Right.
If these voice actors were all 20 and 30, then what are they now? Quick math, 60, 70?
Yeah, sure.
Like, I wonder if these actors could just sign the piece of paper, have their voice thrown into AI, have it trained, sign the little thing saying you get to use it in perpetuity, and go sip Mai Tais on a beach somewhere, mele kaliki f***ing maka.
You know, maybe they could.
Yeah.
And I do kind of wonder if the quality would be quite as good, and if you'd get the really, like, the heart in it. You know, even if you do have someone else talking underneath it, like Marge, for example, has that certain like rasp quality to her voice.
Yes.
That gets really goofy and funny if you play with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you can get that goofiness if you don't actively try to do the voice.
Well, and I've talked about one of the first YouTube videos I saw about voiceover guys. I was like, this is cool. This is my new favorite genre. And anybody remember the Don LaFontaine limo? Five voice guys in a limo. That was fantastic.
Oh, cool.
But I saw Billy West. He was the voice of Ren and Stimpy, right? And he was doing a scene where he had to scream. He just left his guts on the floor. And the producer went, that's great and everything. Can we get just a little bit more of it? And he did it.
Wow.
And I was just like, yeah, there, you know, certain situations, like you said. Gotta call for a different or better, or more extreme performance.
Yeah, something. You know, plus also, I think that The Simpsons has the budget to get a real person.
Oh, I think so, too.
You know?
Absolutely agreed.
Yeah. Now, Family Guy, on the other hand.
Say, We're going to title this episode, I'm feeling it right now. We're going to title this episode Christmas Miracle.
Oh, okay.
And there's like three reasons why. Yeah.
Yeah.
with the, like you said, sparkle emojis on either side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's three reasons why. Here's the first one. We're going to call it right now. We guarantee. Now, okay, we're doing this on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
The ground is.
Yeah, the ground is green. Yeah. Rich green, even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We guarantee we're going to have a white Christmas. What does that mean? That means that by 9 p.m. Christmas Day, we predict there will be an inch of snow on the ground. Let's see if we're right.
I hope we are.
We'll meet you back here next Monday for episode 125 to find out. Last episode of the year. Okay.
And you know what? If there is, Mike and I will go sledding for a second.
We guarantee, yes, that that's going to happen. Now, how much weight and water or ice does our guarantee hold? About as much as Victor Wilt saying, I guarantee I make better Christmas music than Mike Nelson. You see, Victor, what you got to do there, buddy, is you have to offer something as like collateral in case you're wrong. And we're not doing it either. That's how confident we are. But we guarantee we're going to have a white Christmas. Carly, I've been riding the wave of my predictions. Trump, Lisa Burtonshaw, and now weed?
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true.
Okay.
I feel like there was something else, too.
I know there was something else. Well, you called something pickle.
Good. Oh, yeah. Pickle being pickle the flavor and everything. Of the season. Yeah.
And pink trends. Yeah.
I was pretty pleased about those.
Last follow-up, we found 8B1.
I know! Finally, right?
And by we, I mean our favoritest ever listener, Drea, from the other IFAF.
Who's been so kind to us over and over and over again, especially on this.
You really have, Drea. Yeah. Thank you so much for not only saying the things you have said, but not saying the things you haven't said. But she hit me up on Messenger and said, Mike, I know who has 8B1.
That's so funny.
I said, no way. She said, yeah, it's Paul Henderson from the Idaho Falls Chuckers.
Oh my gosh.
Look at this.
Well, and you know what? Of all the people to have the 8B1 license plate, I'm so glad it's him because he feels like such an integral piece of the fabric of the town.
Yes, right? Chuckers, you know? Are, yeah, huge.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We got baseball in the summer and hockey in the winter.
Yeah.
So here's Paul Henderson's all chucked up truck.
Love it.
Paul's the general manager of business operations. Yeah. All right. Wow. Super cool. There it is. And now, I mean, I don't want to be greedy or anything, but can we get 4B1? Can we find 1B1?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bannock, some of Bingham, the 1J1. Oh, okay, we saw 1J1 at the Maverick in Rigby.
Yeah, yeah, we just got lucky.
Somebody on TikTok sent us that. Mm-hmm. We need 1M1.
Right. Well, I guess if y'all know the folks.
That'd be sweet.
Maybe send it our way.
Let's keep this going. Got to catch them all. All right, as you know, IFAF is powered by Mike Helps Idaho. We don't sell homes. We help you with your real estate goals. And let's play this. I'm going to post this to the Mike Helps Idaho Instagram account this week. Look at this. It's a wreath. And it looks like somebody set a candle under it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Holy
I don't know.
Shit, that went up fast.
I don't know if you know this, but dead, dried plants actually burn very quickly.
Yikes.
Can you believe that way back in the day, people used to decorate their trees with candles?
Put candles?
Horrifying.
On the tree.
I mean, can you imagine how many people probably lost their homes in December?
Oh my gosh. And that's the worst time.
Right.
Going into January. Right.
Oh my gosh.
The darkest time of the year. The coldest time of the year.
Exactly.
The least amount of sun.
Yeah. And all your new stuff is sitting right under it.
Wow. Be careful. Don't mix open flame with, you know, tinder.
Thank goodness for LED candles.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post.
Do you love living sustainably? Then go thrifting for fall fashions at Elsie's Closet, upscale resale. Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on sweaters, blouses, and dresses, boots, bags, and jewelry, plus the super popular Pretty Little Slimes by Elsie's Closet.
Unique, chic, and carefully curated. Elsie's Closet. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
And Virgin River donates $500 to the Snake River Animal Shelter for every Spud Kings home game hat trick. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-shirts.com. Link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
IFAF, Idaho Falls.
Yeah.
The talk with the happy difference.
Let's whistle and ooh. Yeah, just like that. Sort of like rattle and hum. Only know you too. How's that for a 90s reference?
La 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 la. The talk show that's all heart. The talk show with the happy difference. IFAF, Idaho Falls.
And that, kids, is what we call irony.
Okay.
I don't know. I think we're pretty happy.
We're just different. We're different because we're a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons we exist,
mm-hmm.
and we're blessed, by the way, to exist in this space, in the right. podcast space, mm-hmm. in the Idaho Falls space.
Yeah.
One of the reasons we exist is we get to do what the mainstream media here in town can't or won't.
That's true.
Like, attend that party.
Yeah. The ho-ho holiday party.
Yes.
Which was really fun.
The XXXmas party.
Yeah.
I called it, but it was not.
Right, right. But I love that the whole reason that it was even on our radar
mm-hmm.
is that they were looking for a sexy Santa
yes.
on Life in Idaho Falls. And it got a lot of intrigue.
That was perfect advertising, Eric, the organizer.
It really was.
Really nice guy. And look. We mm-hmm. found a sexy Santa. Here he is. Oh,
yes.
And a Mrs. Claus.
Yeah. Yeah. They were a 2-for-1 set.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of nice.
Really great. And you'll notice that Carly and I are proving that pink is a Christmas color. Would you look at that?
Right. It totally is.
We killed it.
I thought we looked really nice.
Yes.
And you know, once
pink
I put that.
Pink and red.
And once I put that outfit on, I realized that it looked a lot like Jovi's outfit from Elf.
Yeah.
So we're not even the first to do it.
Yeah.
We're just, you know, pushing it a little further into the mainstream.
We had a lot of fun. In fact, we did the silent auction thing.
Yes.
We won a couple of things.
Yeah. We got a makeover and a photo sesh. So we'll have to share the, what's the word? The product of that.
The results.
Yeah. A little later on.
Like, I wonder if, can they make us both up?
Ooh, that'd be fun.
I mean, she would just do a weird ass random.
Ooh. You know what would be really fun?
Huh.
If they dragified the both of us.
Yeah.
You know? Made right? you into a pretty, pretty lady
mm-hmm.
and me into a studly dude.
Oh, yeah. Like a suit and tie?
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for it. I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Be hot. Mm-hmm.
Make a calendar. Donate all the proceeds to like the domestic violence.
Right. I think
shelter.
That's a great idea.
I think that'd be super cool.
Heck yeah.
And as you heard us talking about on the show, there was a gingerbread cookie decorating contest.
There was, that Mike and I were judges of.
Again, you need to remember what did I just say? We're not the mainstream media. Sometimes, because we're not governed by the FCC or have a conservative LDS owner, let's face it, like the other three radio groups in town, you want me to name them?
I don't think that's necessary.
I don't have to? Okay. Anytime, email info@ifafpod.com and I'll shoot you the three owners' names. Just so, you know, because I mean, in order for some...
Transparency.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't say shit that's not true.
Right.
Okay. So, so we do talk about stuff that like happens at, say, bachelor parties or bachelorette parties.
Sure.
Or...
sexy little holiday parties.
Sexy holiday parties. Yeah. Adult only parties. So yeah, let's break out the gingerbread men.
So Mike and I were the judges, but to help pass time, we did decide to decorate our own. They were not in the running, but they should have been. First, I'll show you Mike's. He did this adorable chick with a dick. I love her little pasties. I think it's so super cute. She's got this really fun little Christmassy do.
The pasties are heart-shaped.
They are. I know. So just so you can love her even more. Yeah. And her boobies are marshmallow soft, which is nice too.
And pink. So somebody, and I can't imagine why, but somebody as we were sitting there decorating the cookies and the music was thumping. They had a really cool techno version of Somewhere in My Memory. That's the sweet, soft, slow song from Home Alone that I've talked about before.
Yes, right.
Here, bring that cookie over here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll hold this up because somebody said Shaft. And I thought, I started singing the theme song to Shaft. Remember Shaft? It was sort of a 70s blaxploitation sort of character, right?
Right, right.
Who's the private dick that's a sex machine with all the chicks? Shaft. Who something, something's a bad mother. Shut your mouth. So I thought to myself, who's the gingerbread chick with the red hot for a dick?
I like that. I think that's cute.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's, I think it's sweet. I like it.
Now, if you're thinking, Mom in Heaven, if you're thinking, oh, Michael, wait till you see Carly's.
Well, and also, first of all, every single time a family has sat down to do gingerbread cookies, there's been like the teenage son or that one cousin who does something a little inappropriate because it's funny, and that's okay. Now, I was inspired by the lovely pink and green ornaments that we've been really enjoying. And also,
the recent
release of the second part of Wicked. So I decided to do a little homage to the relationship that I feel that Glinda and Elphaba really should have had throughout this the show.
I'm sorry, are they doing what I think they're doing?
They sure are. They sure are. And you'll notice
are
that
you gonna
they're...
say the word?
You know what? I don't think we need to. I think let's let just the listeners guess.
Okay.
And let's let those who are viewing it just enjoy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. One thing that I am very proud of is that their boobies are made of Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, shimmy, shimmy Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah. And also, they're like the exact same color as the gingerbread, which I was very pleased with.
I thought
it was very,
sort of,
you know,
nude
uniform
color.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, I thought they were cute.
Super
and
cute.
And I did have them in that position when I was showing them off, too.
Yes.
They did fall down immediately afterward, though.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, it was a blast.
We hope to do that again. And I called it The Gays Know How to Party.
Yeah, for sure. And I've got to say, too, the gingerbread that did win was a friend of ours actually named Beth, right, who depicted a canonically accurate nude Klingon man. Which apparently they have a little extra going on.
Is it safe to say, we just speaking generally, that Klingons have two of every organ?
I believe
so. Is that what I heard?
I do believe so.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that was just so much fun.
It just tickled the imagination.
Now, not to drag him into this, but I do want to mention that a guy who I have admired from afar for a year and a half now was there at the party in attendance, one Jared Gold. You may recognize that name from none other than Sugar Beast in Rexburg. This is the place. Every time I look at this stuff, I'm like, I gotta go there. I gotta go there. I gotta go there.
I know.
I don't know what kind of disconnect it's been.
Mostly that it's in Rexburg.
Yeah, but that's
and we
only
don't go up that often.
We talked the other day about how, like, Idaho Falls is at the most, a 20-minute town.
That's true.
From the east southeastern suburbs to the northwestern airport.
Right.
Idaho Falls is still only a 20-minute town.
Very true.
So, like, Rexburg, I mean,
it's really not that much of a drive. And it's totally worth it to go like, get a curry pizza and stuff like that. There's some cute little shops out there now.
So, we're going to go to Rexburg. We're going to do a meetup with Jared Gold. I went to high school with him. I think he was in Kevin's class, but maybe not. Mm-hmm. Kevin, was he in your class? Our buddy in Manhattan, who has just meant so much to this show over the years. Can you believe I'm saying this?
I know, years.
We're one episode away from 2.5 years, Carly.
It's kind of wild, huh?
Yeah, this was about the time in 2022. I was like, I should start a pancake.
To be fair.
And then I thought, no, you know what I should do? I should make a post about how I'm going to start a podcast. And then never do it. Get credit for just thinking it. Sorry, you were saying?
I was going to say, thankfully, it wasn't just you who decided that you absolutely had to have one. Mm-hmm. It was you and me just chitting and chatting all the time. And we were like, okay, at this point, we're already doing it. We might as well just record it.
Yeah. We might as well not get paid for it.
Yeah.
We might as well spend a lot of time and energy like doing the show and the clips and throwing them all over social media.
And getting all gussied up for it.
Getting recognized in public, but making zero f***ing Christmas cash.
Which is not totally true, but I know what you mean.
That's true. No, that's true. That's true. We have slowly but surely made a little ka-ching here and there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, can't wait for Sugar Beast. And Jared Gold, you've already been on our radar. And now, especially after, was it a human centipede gingerbread man?
It sure was.
That I saw out of the corner of my eye?
Uh-huh. It was pretty impressive.
I could be mistaken.
It was impressive.
Next, sounds like a comic book series. It should be, but it isn't yet. Maddie, Danger and the Goth Gang.
You know what? That would be a really good comic.
It would.
Yeah, I feel like people would like to follow it just to see like the fashion.
I'd read the shit out of that. Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. So they did it again. You remember they did it last year. They did it again. Here's some photos from 2025. They visited the Grand Teton Mall and went and sat on Santa's lap.
Always so cute.
Now, before you think that the mean old goth kids are harassing Santa, he's here for it.
Oh, absolutely.
He's into it.
Yeah. I talked to him last year.
Okay.
And he mentioned that that was one of his favorite moments of that year.
Yes.
So
I know a couple of people were like, oh, that poor Santa. Fuck you.
No. Everyone likes to have a little fun, and goth kids are cool.
You humbug, you weirdo. Don't make it weird. It's only weird if you make it weird.
Right, right. Everyone just needs to settle down, have a little fun, and stop, you know, being so uptight. Pull the stick out, dude.
Yeah, so we have, you remember, we took Maddie and the goth gang to Bat Night earlier this year. And we love to just hang out with them just every once in a while.
Yeah.
Ever so slightly.
They're just cool people.
Hoping that some of their cool will rub off. But we highly recommend that you follow. Let's see if I can get everybody. Maddie Danger on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, especially. TikTok too, right? Yeah.
I think so.
There's Reagan Bleedstain Artistry on Instagram. She does some fun stuff, especially for Halloween.
Yeah, yeah. Especially, and she's got really cool berets.
Contrasting colors. Yes, she does. Yes,
I
she
love does. Her hats.
Old Maury Dillon, looking super fantastic. Liz, short for Lizard. She's the other one who has a hearse.
Yes.
And who are we forgetting? Oh, is that Maddie's husband, Jaden, in there too?
Right, right.
They made national news for exchanging guitars instead of rings during their wedding.
I know. Isn't that so rock and roll?
Anyway, if I missed anybody else, I'm actually not looking at the photos right now, but there are some up on the screen, so you'll be able to see them. I think one of them said they were approached by security who said you can't be wandering around with, you know, heavy makeup, stage makeup.
That's insane.
Face paint.
I'm sorry. Sephora used to exist in the mall.
Yeah.
Last I checked, that was a prerequisite for the employees there.
Doesn't Dillard's have a makeup counter that they do some stuff at?
Totally.
There?
Yeah. I think that security guard was just, you know, being a little uptight.
Pull the stick out. Oh, and while we're at it, one of our new followers on TikTok, it's Closeted Cosplay, I want to say.
Ooh.
Also went to the Grand Teton Mall and did pictures.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Too. Just so you know, if you're watching, if we tagged you and it all works out and you're watching this, we're big fans of yours, too.
Totally.
So thanks for the follow.
I love a good costume moment.
Also, there's some misconceptions, I guess, Carly, about the mall Santa and the photo process, but they were all cleared up by a nice gal on one of the local Facebook pages who said, I'm running the Santa set at the mall again this year. A lot of these comments I'm seeing coming from misinformation. The visit with Santa is completely free.
Yes.
We take photos of every guest who request one. There's absolutely no obligation to buy.
That's always nice.
Yeah, because people are talking about how expensive they were, but you don't have to.
Yeah, yeah.
The visit, sitting on Santa's lap and telling him what you want for Christmas, and I assume getting a candy cane.
Yeah.
If nothing's changed in the last 40 years since I sat on Santa's lap.
One would assume, yeah.
Yeah. Every family that comes in gets a chance to talk with Santa. He makes sure every kid feels special and listened to. If the line seems long this year, it's because he makes sure every kid gets a chance to speak with him.
I think that's sweet.
Yeah. Okay. As far as seating with Santa, it's the same chair as the past few years. So any reason families wouldn't be able to sit on the chair with him, maybe due to growing kids?
Okay. Well, I mean, some families are probably just a little too big to yeah. You know, when you've got like 6 or 7 kids, you can only fit so many butts in one seat.
Well, yeah, in the photos, it looked plenty spacious for 5 goths.
Yeah, that's true. 6 goths,
whatever that was.
That's true.
All right. So, all right. Thanks so much for that, Angie. But yeah, they're trying to be accommodating. And yeah, of course, they're going to charge you up the butt for pictures of Santa. Doesn't every place?
Right, right.
A lot of people are saying Cabela's is a nice alternative for pictures with Santa as well.
That's true.
Yeah. And there you can actually sit on Santa's lap with a f***ing rifle.
Whoa. Okay.
I'm kidding. Okay. So last week they also put in the giving machine.
Yes.
In the Grand Teton Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sort of doing a little song, like it was a Christmas version of one of his songs was none other than Jay Osmond, who we've talked about, now lives in Idaho Falls with his wife, Karina. And who won? So I was at the gift exchange party.
Uh-huh.
In the building with CUPE, Sandhill Media, that we're talking about.
Right, right.
100.7 MyFM, where the Christmas music is. Mm-hmm. This is weird. Does anybody remember applets and cotlets? Because I got some.
Yeah, right.
And Karina actually ended up getting them.
Oh, I love that. That's cute, though.
And Jay, you did just a great job. And he was mobbed. It was a mob scene. It was...
Oh, cool, though.
It was really incredible. So Jay Osmond and your wife, Karina, you are IFAF this week. Crisp High Five. 21 finger gun salute and chef's kiss
to you for being just the coolest and coming back to Idaho Falls
and singing Pine Cones and Holly Berries because I love that song.
That's a good one. That one does not get enough airtime.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, I love that one. I think it's super cute.
No Ice Palace yet? Okay. And speaking of Christmas miracles, Carly, here's number two. None other than Jeff Roper liked a post of ours.
Oh, wow.
Last week.
Getting recognized by the big leagues.
Now, he is. Like, if you had to picture an Idaho Falls celebrity, he would be it.
Yeah.
He's both on the radio doing mornings on KUPI,
mm-hmm.
99 Country, and he does weather on Local News 8.
That's true.
Also, he's a great sport because we have made a sport out of, and by we, I mean me. Me.
Yeah.
Literally just me. I'm the problem. It's me. A couple of barbs.
Mm-hmm.
We've thrown a couple his way.
Yeah, and you made may a have japer too.
Yes, a jape. Thank you, Catherine the Great. You may have noticed we've slowed way down on those. Geez, how long has it been since I've mentioned the Chamber of Commerce? A long time now. And Roper, I think we've said things like putting on that country accent, but Roper would seem to turn it on and turn it off at random, and it would freak me out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he explained it once, and I thought it was a sweet, sensitive, vulnerable moment on the internet
mm-hmm.
where basically the more tired he gets, the more Southern his accent is.
Oh, funny.
Right.
I can kind of see that too.
Haven't we all been there?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just because if you don't enunciate very much, it can get real Southern real quick.
We've gotten pretty sloppy on this show. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's 11:30. And right. The club is jumping right now at the IFAF studios. It's always late at night here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I sort of backed off on that. Well, yeah. Jeff and I have got to, we've shared, I don't know, 2 or 3 hallway conversations in the last month.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's Christmas miracle number 2.
Aw, is there a secret budding friendship?
I don't know, but there certainly is. Let's call it the Jeff and Mike, yes, sir, you get top billing The Jeff and Mike Mutual Admiration Society.
Yeah, maybe a little goodwill toward men.
Two members, me and Jeff.
I love that.
Yes, and that's peace on nice. Earth, Carly. Can you believe it?
About time. Jeff that's also, all I need.
Yeah. He had some great coverage on the hurricane force winds in Idaho, Utah, and Wyoming.
Man, they were a lot. I honestly, there is so, I can handle so much other weather before wind. I hate wind, especially because I love lip gloss.
I'm so glad you brought that up, Carla.
Yeah.
You know that in my former life, I would do like remote broadcasts.
Oh, totally.
At car dealerships on a Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Like anybody's going to just, you know. Oh, you know what? It's a Saturday. I think I'll buy a car.
I mean, some people do.
Some people do.
Some people are like, well, finally, I have a day off work and I need to get a new car, so I guess I'm going to go look at a car.
I asked the car salesman as we were standing there, what's the worst kind of weather to sell cars in? And he said, you know, it's not the rain. It's not the snow, sleet, hail, whatever. It's the wind.
Right.
No one likes being out in the wind.
It's so true.
We can handle the other stuff. It's the wind. So anyway, especially not 144 mile an hour winds overturning semis on I-15.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Wasn't it like 16 of them?
I mean, a lot.
It was a lot.
Because it was I-15 from Utah to Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in Idaho, Utah, Wyoming, and I think parts of Montana. So what happens is I-15 runs north and south.
Right.
The wind comes from the west or the southwest.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's gale force like that, and you've got a high profile, long vehicle with a lot of surface area facing the wind.
Yeah. It just gets buffeted on over.
Kerplop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're screwed.
Totally. Totally. And there's nothing you can really do to change it either.
Here's a waterfall flowing up and backwards.
Okay. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, well, right.
And did you see those telephone lines with the sparks on them?
Yes.
Oh, horrifying.
So that was just crazy.
Yeah. I mean, rain is bad, but when it's fucking windy, it gets a little scary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and a sad note. We just saw this. On Target axe throwings last day will be December 31st after 6 years.
Oh, that's such a shame.
They're closing.
Especially because there aren't a lot of like really good first date places to go.
Right.
Outside of just like dinner or movies, you know?
Yep.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of sad to see him go. But I don't know.
It's a bummer.
It's probably going to result in fewer injuries. They probably never had one, to be fair, but I don't know.
I have seen some of those videos where
it hits and then flies back. Yeah, that would scare me. That's what always been worried about.
Yeah. So anyway, use your gift cards or passes before then. And now, Carly, we've come to kind of the end of our show.
Oh, wow.
And the third and final Christmas miracle. On this Christmas episode, episode 124, 2025. Would you like to know, 3 days before Christmas, the third and final Christmas miracle that I have observed as it relates to our show, Carly? Let's start by saying, Carly, isn't it true? Haven't you noticed? Don't I always say what kind of quality reporting East Idaho News has? Wouldn't you say that I've always said that?
I would certainly say that you've talked about it before.
Carly?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mike, you're right. You're absolutely right.
You're absolutely right.
So, quality reporting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just get it, don't they? And that's why I was so thrilled to see a news article from a news source in a trust on our very good friends that we've talked about. Gosh, when was that? That was 3 months ago or so. I know we talked about them during the Halloween episode because they do a Halloween movie contest.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
None other than the one studio in town that has the psych wall that like changes colors, studio space so you could record a podcast, video podcast.
Right.
You know, they've got super reasonable rates. Film Garage 208. That's Film Garage 208.
I mean, they've done a lot of great work, and I hear so many people saying such good things about them all the time.
Yeah.
You know? And I've seen their stuff. It looks good.
Just fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, about time they got a little love from the mainstream.
Yeah, now I'm not going to say that we talked about Film Garage 208 first. I'm not going to mention, and I don't know what episode number it was, but it was like 3 months ago. Because sure. We just wanted to give them a plug.
Right.
And say how excited we were that they were being recognized for what they do. Mm-hmm. Which is a podcast studio for video podcasts. Mm-hmm. You can make an ad there in their studio space or any other sort of video production.
Anything that you might want to look professional.
Any vision, really, that you have, mm-hmm. you can bring to life there at Film Garage 208. We won't talk about how East Idaho News did the article 3 months after us. Because we have established, I think, very clearly that we have the zeitgeist.
I think we do.
We are aware of it. In fact, some might say that we are it.
Right.
Who's in charge of what stories you guys do? Is it, it's the two Nates, right? Sunderland and Eaton? Yeah. Just a fine job selecting this story. And I don't know why. I have no idea why you would choose to showcase them at this time in particular, this year, 2025. But I applaud and commend your choice. Well done. Quality reporting. We're on the exact same page. I can't imagine it happening, but here it has at Christmas time, 2025, me lauding you for your fantastic reporting and news selection.
Wow, Mike, you've been very humbled
this episode. I would hate to see, I don't know, this probably wouldn't happen, but I would hate to see like somebody else come along calling themselves a visionary and having a vision to copy half the business concept or more, including the 208 in the name, and get credit for that. No, you got to give credit to the OGs.
Right.
And while we're giving credit to East Idaho News, did you guys get a new social media manager on or around October 1st, 2025?
Oh.
Or did you light a fire under the one you currently have? Because they've started doing the real sort of images on Facebook, you know, the ones that are branded
with the
little red and white designs. I'm loving that. Don't stop. I think I first observed it October 3rd, and then it looks like you fully committed to the concept October 29th.
Oh, nice.
I'm here for it. Well done. While we're handing out laurels, flowers, what do you call it?
Some kudos.
What do the kids call it? Yeah. Okay, we're going to wrap it up with this footage of the UTV Light Parade, third annual. You guys, we finally got a clue this year and said, hey, instead of doing what everybody else is doing, I guess parking was a total bitch.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, it was bad.
Let's sneak into the staging area.
Right.
And take a video of these 400 UTVs lined up 2x3 across. Getting ready for the parade.
Yeah, basically exactly what we do for 4th of July.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, and you know what? Speaking of wrapping up, I'm kind of feeling so mad at myself lately.
Okay.
Because, you know, right now is Spotify Wrapped season.
Yes.
You know, there's this one artist who I wish I could have listened to more, but I just discovered her in like October. Mm. She was at that Twilight drag show I went to, and I wanted to mention her then, but we just ran out of time. But she's actually a local gal, Addie Faith, who blew me away.
You played some of her music for me, and I was like, this is a local artist?
Right. And I even had the balls to like message her on Facebook, which she's way too cool for me, so I can't believe she actually answered.
Oh.
But I was like, okay, I gotta know, like, is it just you making this music? Or are you just the one singing? Like, how much of this is, like, you? And it's basically all her, except that she has, like, one guy help her with guitars, and she's got, like, one person who helps her a little bit with, like, the producing. Wow. But, like, overall, the entire vision is her. And it's an incredible and very, very well put together vision, by the way.
Addie Faith.
Yes.
Okay, now, cool.
We can't really play her songs here because we don't want to worry about like YouTube stuff.
Yes, we get a copyright strike when we play other people's music. So
even if we do get permission from them.
Yeah. Right.
My personal favorite song of hers is Favorite Person. I thought that one was really good. I saw that one live and it blew me away.
Let's link to it in this post.
Yeah. I even had to turn to my cousin and be like, okay, am I like nuts or is this just an incredibly good song? And she's like, no, this is just really good.
Link in post. Addie Faith, what's the song?
Favorite Person.
Let's wrap it up with what's coming up.
Well, since everyone else has their Christmas plans sorted, there's actually only one thing on our list And that's that Mike and Carl are going to have a cozy Christmas Eve with you, the viewer, at 9 p.m. on Christmas Eve, the 24th.
That's so, Wednesday night.
Uh-huh. Make sure you're there for it. We're going to keep you company while you wrap presents.
You know, you shut the kids out and wrap the presents anyway.
Yeah.
Might as well turn us on.
Exactly.
We'll be live 9 p.m. Christmas Eve. That's our show.
Mm-hmm.
Go get them, Tiger.
And be kind to critters.
IFAF.